Hello, this is Scott Sehan, and welcome to Comfort Zone Exit, the podcast where I dive into and discuss the interesting and hopefully inspiring stories of people who I have met throughout my life. If through listening to the podcast, you are inspired to step outside of your comfort zone and you would like to share your story, I would love to hear about it. You can send me a note through the website, comfortzoneexit.com, or you can find me on Twitter at comfortzoneexit. And I would be happy to share your story with the listeners, and I may even want to interview you and feature you on the podcast. Now on to episode 6, where I am joined by my 8-year-old son, Quinn, as he describes and lays out for us his plans and goals for 2014. Hello, this is Scott Sehan, and welcome to Comfort Zone Exit Episode 6. I am happy to be joined today by my best friend in the world, my running mate, my playmate, and the guy who I have more fun with and get into more trouble with than I could ever imagine possible, my 8-year-old son, Quinn. Quinn, thanks for joining me, bud. How's it going?
I'm doing great today. So it's New Year's Day. I've been doing a lot. I went out for a 3.6-mile run with my dad.
Yeah? So, so it's New Year's Day 2014. And one of the main things that we're going to be talking about today, and the reason we're having the podcast, is some of our goals and resolutions for 2014. And we've spent a fair amount of time on our runs over the last couple of weeks talking about what some of our goals and plans for 2014 might be. So one of the best ways, I think, to try to accomplish one of your goals is to let everybody know what the goal is so that people can hold you accountable for it. You know what accountable, what I'm getting at there, what that means? Yeah? Okay. So what is one of the things that we have planned that we're going to do together in 2014? Start giving me a little bit of background.
We've been planning since we've only been doing 5Ks together. We're planning to try a 10K. And for our goals, this year, we're trying to get to 750 miles. So to get to the 750 miles, it took 365 days.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to walk us through, how you came up with the 750 number as being the goal that we wanted to try to reach for miles run, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, why don't you explain how you arrived at 750 miles as being our goal for the year?
I took 365 days in a year.
Yeah.
Minus 52 days because each week we're going to get one rest day.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to subtract out 52 days because that would be one day a week that we're going to designate for rest, right?
Which equals 313.
Yep, so there was 313 days left. Got it.
Then we rounded it to the nearest 100, and we got 300.
Yeah, so 300. So that basically gives us 13 additional kind of rest days for the year, right? So maybe that's like one extra rest day a month that we would get in there, you know, just by the stuff might come up. We might be sick, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So it was good that we rounded down. So we got to 300 days during the year that we may try to run, right?
Then we did 300 times 2.5 is our average miles. So we did that.
Yeah.
Which equals 750 miles for the year.
Okay. So, yeah. So we took maybe 300 runs times 2.5 miles per run. We figured that would be a good average, and we got to 750 miles for the year. So that's what our overall goal for 2014 is going to be for running. Now, we're going to put together a chart and a board that we're going to count down the miles on in the house, right? So that we always know exactly where we are.
Yes.
And what's another good idea that you had in terms of keeping track of our miles that we're going to be able to use the podcast for?
So every podcast in the middle, we're trying to do a update on our resolution and telling you guys how much miles we've ran in the past 2 weeks.
Right. So if I'm doing a podcast every 2 weeks, which is about what I've been doing, each podcast during 2014, I'm going to have you come on and give a real quick and brief update about how many miles we ran and where we are in terms of accomplishing our goal, right?
Yes.
So what are things that make it a little easier for people to try to accomplish their goals? Like, I mean, 750 miles for a whole year, that's a big deal, and that's a big goal to set. But what are some things that people can do to try to make accomplishing their goals more fun? You have some ideas about?
Yes. So, like, what we did was we did every 100 miles, we would get a prize.
Okay. Yep. So every 100 miles we run during the year, we're going to get something special as a reward, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you came up with a lot of these ideas. So why don't we talk about what some of the prizes are going to be that we've come up with and that you've come up with?
So the number one,
for when we get to 100 miles, right?
Yes. Me and my dad have always loved bowling, especially on Wii Sports. So we're trying to plan a trip to the a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Number two.
So we get a bowling trip after 100 miles, or bowling the day at the alley. When we get to 200 miles, what's the prize going to be?
Me and my dad will love hot dogs and burgers. And the worldwide company Five Guys was started here in Washington, D.C. So we thought of going to Five Guys.
Yeah, and you know, I just had an idea. You brought up the great point that Five Guys was started here in the D.C. area. And they've spread out all over the United States now. Maybe we could track down and go to the very first original Five Guys. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So original Five Guys for 200 miles. That's going to be our prize. So how about when we get to 300 miles?
At 300, we're planning to go to a movie theater. Because everybody loves a good old movie after a while.
That's right. And are there any movies that are coming out this year that you think you might want to see that you know of?
The Lego Movie.
The Lego Movie. Well, and when we get to 300 miles, that may be about halfway through the year. So we'll have to see what movies are in the theaters when that comes out. But yeah, we're going to go to the movies after 300 miles. How about at 400 miles? What's the plan?
Since at 400, we love planes. So we just, since there's a park next to Reagan National Airport, we're deciding to go plane spotting if we reach 400.
Yep. Yeah. There's a great place that we've been told about where we can go plane spotting at Reagan Airport. And we're going to go do that. How about at 500 miles? That 500 miles, that's going to be a pretty important milestone for us to hit. What did you say we should do at 500?
A Friday night family pizza party.
Yeah, a big pizza party. We'll order a bunch of pizzas and maybe make some special desserts, and
yeah,
that'll be a big cause for celebration. I can picture us the day that we're going to come in from our 500 mile. Maybe the pizzas will be waiting there for us. That would be a lot of fun. How about number six when we get to 600 miles?
Me and my dad love camping because I'm in Boy Scouts. So we also have the cross county trail in our backyard, which spreads 48 miles to the Potomac River.
Yeah.
15 miles from our house by the trail is the Potomac River. So we also wanted to do a camping and hiking trip.
Yeah. So we'll do a camping and a hiking trip. And, you know, that's something we may do several of those this year. So maybe we'll get a couple of those in. But when we get to 600 miles, we'll definitely go do one. How about number seven, 700 miles. That's going to be pretty close to the end of our goal.
Number seven is just like number five, but instead it's an ice cream sundae party.
Nice. An ice cream party. So maybe, maybe you can invite some of your buddies over for that one. That would be fun, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the ultimate goal, which is to run 750 miles in 2014. What's going to be the grand prize?
We want to do a trip to New York City, and we could go running in
We go running in Central Park. Yeah, you want to go for run in Central Park?
Around the reservoir.
Yeah.
Like in number five, Patrick McKnight, he explained that he lived two blocks down from it.
Yep. Yeah, and Daddy used to run around the reservoir when I lived in New York City, too. And there is a big aircraft carrier that's docked in New York City right on the Hudson River, which has a lot of airplanes and helicopters on it. And I believe they have the Space Shuttle Enterprise, which used to be here at Udvar-Hazy. So we will make that one of our definite stops and visits for when we're in New York City, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there are a lot of reasons why we want to run more miles in 2014. Can you tell me what are some of the benefits and reasons that you think we're going to that we're setting our running goal for?
In 2013, it took us a while to get running, and we did probably about one run per week.
Yeah.
Which we didn't get that fit, so we wanted to decide that this year in 2014, we want to make a goal to get fit.
Yep. So, and running is something that I've been doing for a long time. And you've taken an interest in it because, you know, you've watched me do it, and you started asking me a couple of years ago if you could go out with me. So that's just what we're going to be doing to try to get healthy and stay healthy this year, right? And
yes.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a cough right now. It sounds like you're a little under the weather. You doing all right?
Yeah.
All right. So, are we just going to be doing, do you want to just do all of our runs out of the house this year, or are there some other things you want to do with running, running during the year?
Like I said earlier, we want to do a 10K.
Yeah.
Because all we've done are 5Ks.
Yeah. So we want to maybe plan out some races that we're going to run during the year, right?
Yes.
And we'll run some 5Ks too, for sure, because we can. We're going to try to bring maybe our best 5K time down. Try to run a personal best, right?
Like at Thanksgiving, we ran a turkey trot. And it was the coldest weather I've ever ran in.
Yeah, it was about 20 degrees that morning.
And I actually set my best time with frozen feet.
Yeah, with frozen feet. We were both pretty cold that day. So we have this great goal to run 750 miles during 2014. But you're a very busy guy. You've got a lot of things going on in your life with school and then activities outside of school. So I want to ask you about some of your other goals and plans for 2014, maybe in some of the other things that you're doing. So you're a member of the Cub Scouts, right?
Yes.
And tell me about, Tell me about some of the things that, you're hoping to accomplish in 2014 in Cub Scouts.
So, for Christmas, I got a Swedish Army pocket knife.
Swiss Army.
Swiss Army.
Yeah.
And in third grade, so in Bear Scouts, so Bear Cubs, we get our whittling chip badge, which we learn how to use a pocket knife.
Cool.
And at the end of the year, I'm going to be moving on to Weeblos 1, fourth grade.
Yeah.
And for the Pinewood Derby.
Yeah, the Pinewood Derby. Now, that's that's one of the biggest Boy Scout events of the year. And when we lived in Tampa, you were in the Pinewood Derby twice. Why don't you tell our some of our listeners about what the Pinewood Derby is and maybe what your goal is? Because it's coming up soon, isn't it? Tell us about it.
It's coming up on January 10th, and up in Pennsylvania, I have an uncle who actually has his own workshop for woodworking.
Yeah.
And for the Pinewood Derby. You start off with a block of wood, some tires, and some axles, and you get to modify that and make it into a really good car.
Yeah.
When I was in Tire Cubs, first grade, first year that you get to do it in, I got third place open design.
Okay.
Last year, I was in Wolf Scouts, second grade, and I got fourth place speed.
Fourth place overall. Wow. That was that was a good year. Yeah, you had a really fast car last year. So what are your plans for the car this year? Can you reveal some of your ideas?
So we're going to make it aerodynamic, and once we are done with the painting, for the painting, I'm gonna do black, first black the whole car.
Okay.
Then a gold, plus sign. And then, once we're done with that, we're gonna gloss it.
Yeah.
And graphite the wheels.
Okay.
And then on January 10th, I'm going to see how my car comes out.
Yep. Oh, well, awesome. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. And yeah, we'll be going up to see your uncle this weekend to work in his wood shop to get the body of the car all carved up and get to use some of his tools. So what do you do every day after school? Where do you what activity do you do every single day?
I do Taekwondo.
Okay, so what level are you currently at in Taekwondo?
White stripe, it's the second belt you get.
Okay. And do you have any Taekwondo goals for 2014?
Yes, so I get 6 belt tests a year.
Okay.
And, since I'm at white stripe, I've only done 2 so far. And after that, since I'm at white stripe, I go yellow belt, yellow stripe, green belt, green stripe, then we do blue belt, blue stripe.
Okay. So that's 6. So so if you successfully passed all of your tests in 2014, you could possibly be a blue belt by the end of the year. Is that right?
Yes. So, then after that,
yep.
To get to black belt, I'm going to have to do brown stripe, red tape number 1, yeah. Red tape number 2, red tape number 3, then I get my black belt.
Wow. Well, you got a long ways to go for that, but if you stick with it, is that ultimately one of your goals, would to become a black
yes.
belt? What's involved in your tests? I've been to see them before, and they look pretty pretty rigorous and difficult. What are some of the things that they test you on?
One step sparring, which is you fight, but you only get to do one thing at a time, and then form. Then we do our breaking, and we do hand technique, foot technique, and foot technique is kicking.
Okay.
And then, if we pass the test, we get to, we advance to the next, we've actually have to do terminology, and we have to say things in Korean.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things I think that's great about your program is that they're teaching you some Korean. Is there some Korean that you could speak to our listeners and tell us what it means?
I could count to 39 in Korean.
Okay, well, how about like a saying? Do you know how to, give us a couple words maybe?
So workout area is dojang.
Okay.
Taekwondo uniform is dobok.
Okay.
Master instructor is sabanim.
Okay. How do you say comfort zone exit in Korean?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, good. It sounds like you got a lot laid out for Taekwondo this year. There are a lot of activities we like to do around the house as well that we enjoy. One thing that we really love to do is we like to cook and bake things. And you've already accomplished a pretty cool cooking goal in 2014. And this year is only about 19 hours old. Tell us something that you've already done in 2014 that you'd never done before.
I cooked my mom, dad, sister, and me breakfast with the menu, and I made my mom eggs, which I thought I was doing hard yolk, but it came out over easy.
Yeah, just how she ordered it.
I did a banana for her.
Yeah.
And an English muffin.
Yep.
Then for my dad, I did two English muffins, two halves of an English muffin, and then a banana and orange juice.
Yeah.
For my sister, I did my grain combo, which she told me that she wanted hers at toasted at 4 2 times, so it took twice as long as I thought it would.
Okay.
And then I make myself my egg. And this is pretty cool. When I did it, I actually removed the yolk.
You managed to remove the yolk from your fried egg.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was fantastic. This morning is the first time you've ever cooked eggs all by yourself, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a pretty easy thing to do. And you took very good safety precautions to make sure, you operated the stove the right way and the stovetop, and it was fantastic. Anything that you want to learn how to cook this year?
Your amazing crepes, cookies, and cakes, which I was just about to ask you.
Okay. Yeah. Ask me. ask me whatever you'd like.
So, what got you interested in making desserts?
Well, I have what a lot of people would call a sweet tooth, where it means I like to eat lots of sweet foods like candy and, but in particular cakes and cookies. I really love eating them. So I started baking cookies from scratch. When I was in about eighth grade, I would cook them every Thursday night. There was a show on television called Cheers. And for whatever reason, I would cook or bake chocolate chip cookies from scratch every Thursday night. And growing up after that, I continued to make cake or make cookies. And then when we were living in Florida for the 6 years that I was there, I started making cakes every year for Mom's birthday. I would make her a cheesecake from scratch, and I started enjoying that. And as you know, a lot of times I'm in the kitchen making all kinds of fun stuff. I like to make bananas Fosters. I like to make crepes. I made a 15-layer cake last year, which was really good. So I don't have any. I don't know if I have any goals for this year about things that I want to learn how to do or learn how to bake, but a lot of times I'll just be sitting around on the weekend and I'll want to do something. So I'll, you know, hop up in the kitchen and go get it done.
Like down in Tampa, you and me used to go to the Ronald McDonald House to volunteer.
Yeah.
When we were done doing the chores, you and me would usually go into the kitchen and bake a cake for the people who are staying there.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite things to do when I was when I volunteered at the Ronald McDonald House. Was I would bake cakes when I was there and leave them for people to eat. That was a lot of fun. So you mentioned earlier that one of your biggest interests and hobbies and passions is airplanes. Anything that you, anything in 2014 that you want to do or learn or see with airplanes? And if you have, if you could explain to us how you got interested in airplanes as well.
Okay. So how I got interested, it was Black Friday of, November 2012.
Yep.
And we were flying home to Tampa from San Francisco. So we were at San Francisco International Airport. And we were, and our gate was right next to the international terminal. And I saw 747s. And then they got me so interested, I started studying my brains off.
Yeah, so in 2014, are there any things that you want to learn about planes, anything you want to see, and do you have any plane trips planned for this year?
I haven't gotten any plane trips planned this year besides going down to Tampa for my birthday.
Okay, so you're going to, yeah, Mommy and Daddy are going to buy you a plane ticket to go fly down to Tampa by yourself, go hang out with some of your old buddies, right?
Yes, and I also want to try to see if I could finally see the new A350 and the 787 Dreamliner.
Yeah, so we still have not seen those in person, right?
Right. We've seen 777s, A380s, 767s.
Yeah, well, the A380, what's so special about the A380? What designation does that plane have?
It holds the number. It's the second biggest plane in the whole world.
Okay.
But the AN-225, it's a Russian jet.
Yep.
Is the biggest. It's about 3 A380s big, because it, you can tell because it has 6 engines.
Okay.
3 on each wing.
Yep.
And the A380 comes out of Dulles. Me and my dad saw it 2 days in a row. One yesterday, we saw it out when we were on a run.
Yeah.
And the day before that, we saw it when we were working and playing soccer in the yard.
Yeah, it's neat that only the A380 only comes into Dulles. There's only one flight a day. And the last 2 days, it's pretty much flown right over our house when it's coming in. And that's a pretty easy plane to spot because it's so huge. Because
it has two huge decks.
It has two huge decks. That's right. So it really sounds like you got a lot planned for the year. Anything else you want to share with us? Any plans or goals within school? Anything with your sister that you're planning? Or any other goals that you want to share with us, or anything else you want to, tell me about or ask me about?
So how did you, what got you interested in, how did you get started in running?
In running? I was in ninth grade and I was sitting on the couch with my sister watching television on a Sunday afternoon, and there was an advertisement on TV for what was called the Pittsburgh Great Race. It was a 10K race that was held every year. It was the biggest race in Pittsburgh. And I don't know why I said this, but I remember saying out loud, that looks pretty foolish or boring. You know, why would people pay a bunch of money to go out and run 6 miles, run 10K? And my sister said to me, I bet you can't do that. She said, you know, if it's so foolish, you know, let's see you go out there and try to run 6 miles. And I said to her, okay, I can do that. I can run 6 miles. That's not a problem. So I registered for the race, which was only about a month later, and I went out on one short training run where I think I ran about 2 or 3 miles. And then on race day, my dad dropped me off near the starting line, and I had I stuffed a couple of dollars in my pocket. So when I got to the finish line, I could hop on the trolley and ride home. And that's what I did. And I ran the race and I got through it without any problems. So that was the first time that I ran. That was in ninth grade. And then the following summer, the summer before 10th grade, one of my best friends at the time, who was on the basketball team with me, and we used to play basketball during the summer, he decided to run cross country. So he would go to cross country practice pretty much all morning during the summer. And he started on July, around the 1st of July. So after the first 2 weeks of July, with him being gone in the mornings when we used to play basketball, I was getting kind of bored of having nothing to do, and he wasn't around to hang out with. So he told me, why don't you just come out and try joining the cross country team? And that's what I did. And that was the summer of 1993. So that was over 20 years ago. And ever since that first summer when I started running to get ready for my sophomore year of high school cross country season, I've been a runner ever since.
What started your legacy, and when you started to plan your trip across the country running from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I mean, I've mentioned that trip and that adventure several times on the podcast before, but in 2003 is when my friend Dave Bronfenbrenner and I, who is my teammate at Bucknell University, we ran from Seabright, New Jersey to Florence, Oregon in 160 days. And I always had a passion for running, and I always had a passion for travel, particularly traveling in the United States. I had driven across the country two times in college, and one of those times was with Dave Bronfenbrenner. So at some point in college, we started having a conversation about maybe someday it would be fun to run across the country. And fortunately, we never let that dream or that idea or plan die. And eventually we started talking about it more seriously, and we put the plans together, and we made it happen.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, do you have any adventures that you want to do someday, something like that? I know you've talked about things like that, but is there anything you could see yourself doing someday?
I'd see myself maybe flying solo from Greenland to Sydney, Australia.
Okay, you want to fly a plane from Greenland to Australia. So you want to be a pilot when you grow up?
Yeah.
Great. And I know you've talked about, to me before, some of the steps that you want to take in your life to ultimately become a pilot. And can you tell us a little bit about some of those things that you already, at the age of 8 years old, are thinking that you may want to do in order to become a pilot?
Well, on my dad's iPad, I have a bunch of flight games.
Yeah.
Flight simulators where I could actually fly the planes. And he just got me this app, and there's also a website for it called Flight Radar 24. It tells you, it shows you all the flights that are currently in the air and where they're going from, where they're going to, what airline they are. All the things like that that you need to know. Latitude and longitude. And the, and how, and the altitude.
Great. What about your studies and things you would have to do in school, or where do you see yourself going in order to learn as much as you can about being able to fly airplanes?
The Air Force Academy.
Yeah,
Udvar Hazy.
Well, yeah, we have the Udvar Hazy Center here, but I don't know if they, I don't think that's really a college where you can study, but I know you have told me before you think you may someday want to go to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, which would be really neat. And I'm planning a trip there for you maybe one of these years to go out there and check it out. And what's the one big goal that you and Daddy have that we're going to do, right, that we've been talking about doing this summer, probably after your sophomore or junior year of high school?
We're going to see if we might be able to try to run across the country again.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe someday we'll do that. But no, what's the big trip that we've talked about that we're going to do?
Driving across the country. I just keep on forgetting.
No, it involves getting on an airplane and flying to the other side of the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to fly over to Tanzania to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Right, and what's significant about Mount Kilimanjaro?
It's the mountain that has the highest elevation in Africa.
That's exactly right. It's the highest mountain in Africa, and it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I've been asking you since you were about old enough to walk if someday you'd like to do that with me. And, fortunately you've expressed interest saying that, yeah, you want to do it. So we've already started going on little hiking trips. And we're going to do a lot more hiking trips as you get older and grow up so that we can prepare to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro or hike it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else you want to ask me, or any goals or plans that you have again for 2014 or even in your life? So, I mean, we've talked a lot about 2014 and you've shared with us your goals for that, but also some of your longer term goals about what you want to do when you grow up. Anything else?
Well, I would like to try to get into Nathan's Fourth of July hot dog eating contest.
Oh, you want to try to challenge Joey Chestnut to hot dog eating?
Yeah, and plus I also want to try to get, try to make my own podcast. Yep. And try to interview Joey Chestnut and Adam Richman. Joey Chestnut is the person who holds the world record for most hot dogs eaten in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And Adam Richman is the guy who goes crazy for food on Man vs. Food.
Yeah, that's a great show on the Travel Channel. And I didn't mention during the introduction, but you've been one of my biggest inspirations and helps with my podcast. You're my technical assistant, and I would say you're also you're my production advisor and one of my directors, because when we're out on runs or when we're sitting at the kitchen table having breakfast or just hanging out, you are constantly asking me questions about who's my next guest going to be. You're always making suggestions about guests. And when I tell you who my guest is going to be and I share with you some of the ideas that I'm going to be talking to them about, you're always very, very willing and excited to share your ideas on some, maybe some of the questions I should ask my guests and things that I should explore when I talk to people. And you've listened to all of my episodes so far many times over, and you've given me some really great advice about things I could do better. So thank you for that. And you've also recently just started with me to try to learn a little bit of the technical side, right, in terms of how to operate GarageBand on the Macintosh computer and how to, you know, I'm going to work with you on the editing. I'm going to show you how to edit because you're only 8 years old and you mentioned that you want to start your own podcast pretty soon, right?
Yeah, and one of my best ideas that I have for the podcast, I just automatically got this idea, try to make a podcast Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, you've been trying to encourage me to create a Facebook page for Comfort Zone Exit, and we may do that here at some point. But Quinn, it's been a lot of fun having you on here. I can guarantee you and guarantee our listeners that this will certainly not be the last time that that you come on as a guest. And once you launch your own podcast, I'm definitely going to promote it for you to my listeners. So if people would like to learn more about the podcast, please go to www.comfortzoneexit.com. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter at @comfortzoneexit. And there will be more information about Quinn and my plans for our 750 miles to be run in 2014. I'll be updating that on my website on how our progress is going in our blog. I'll update it occasionally. And as we mentioned before, Quinn's going to come on and provide an update every 2 weeks. So anything else, buddy?
No.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. It's been great having you, and have an awesome 2014.
Thanks.